Welcome to Breadbox Media's News Out of the Box for Monday, April 17th, 2017. I'm Joe Lerza. Arrests of illegal immigrants are reportedly up by one-third in the early weeks of the Trump administration, with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement making more than 21,000 arrests. The Washington Post reported yesterday that the total from January 20th through mid-March jumped 32.6% from the same period 1 year ago, when there were more than 16,000 arrests. The report stated that most of the arrests were of convicted criminals, but noted that there were 5,400 arrests of non-criminal aliens, more than double the total from last year. ICE detainers' requests to local authorities to hold criminal aliens are up 75% to more than 22,000. Today is the first day on the job for Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch. An upbeat Justice Gorsuch wasted little time getting to work in his first public session this morning as the 113th member of the Supreme Court. Sitting at the far right end of the nine-member bench, Gorsuch spent the morning hearing three oral arguments, each lasting about an hour. In his first case, considering a federal workplace discrimination claim, the newest justice was among the most active of questioners, unusual for the court rookie. At the start of the morning session, Chief Justice John Roberts publicly acknowledged his new colleague in the crowded courtroom, wishing him a long and happy career in our common calling, he said. Gorsuch responded by thanking the other justices for giving him a warm welcome. The 49-year-old Colorado native paid close attention to the arguments, sitting straight up and resting his hand occasionally on his chin. He remained focused, not even chatting with his bench neighbor, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, as he asked a number of questions of counsel. The back-and-forth exchanges lasted more than 10 minutes of the first 60-minute argument. It's Easter week, and prices for eggs haven't been this low in 10 years. One dozen large grade A eggs costs about $1.40 as of March, according to new data released Friday by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's down 68 cents or 32% from last year. The egg prices haven't been this cheap since 2007. The reason? Egg prices spiked in 2015 amid an avian flu outbreak. As Modern Farmer has noted, the outbreak disproportionately affected egg-laying hens as opposed to broiler chickens. As a result, egg prices temporarily neared $3 a dozen. Now the supply of eggs is back to normal, but exports of American eggs to other countries still haven't returned to their pre-bird flu levels. That's why prices have come down so much, Sean Ramos, an economist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, told Fortune in an email. The USDA expects egg prices to fall another 5-6% this year, he said. That's good news for American consumers who eat about 276 eggs per year, according to the American Egg Board. So why are you allowed until tomorrow to file your federal and state tax returns this year? Normally, the deadline for filing returns is April 15th, but this year it's tomorrow, April 18th. Why the extra time? A couple of reasons. April 15th was a Saturday this year. That normally would mean that the deadline would be pushed to today, April 17th. But the District of Columbia, home of the IRS, celebrates Emancipation Day on April 17th this year because April 16th, the day it usually is celebrated, is Sunday. As a result, the deadline to file both state and federal tax returns in 2017 is April 18th. Taxpayers who need more time to complete their returns can request an automatic 6-month extension by filing Form 4868. The form can be filed at no charge regardless of income through the IRS's free file website. That's your Breadbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lerza reminding you to always think out of the box.